हरिः ॐ सहनौ भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीपसरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, Songs of the Acharyas, Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur, Song 39, page 57. Puna Prarthana. Oh, yeah. Praying repeatedly for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Koramore, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu, Jagata Samsari. My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me. Because who could be more merciful than your lordship within the three worlds? Patita pavana hetu tava avatar, mosama patita prabhu na paiva. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. Right? So this is and so. Is saying that my claim is first. It's not out of pride. It's out of that he feels that he's the most fallen soul. So the very advanced personalities, they feel everybody else is a devotee but themselves. And the neophyte will feel he's a devotee and no one else. You know, and the Uttama will feel that everybody else is a devotee, not themselves. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balokana Koro Ami Moro Dukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. Right? Because Nityananda is always in spiritual bliss, therefore he's Nityananda. He's always absorbed in spiritual bliss. Means he's always absorbed in the service and tasting the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So then he's always happy by this, then by his mercy, we can also become happy. How are we becoming happy? By giving up all this mundane approach of things, how we think that the material world is going to make us happy. That's why we're unhappy. As long as you think the material world will make you happy, you'll be unhappy. As long as you think that And when you think that only by serving Krishna, by being absorbed in the name, form, qualities, the pastimes of Krishna, and the association of Vaishnavas, then you can be happy. So that's by the grace of Nityananda. Doya koro sita pati advaita gosai, tava kripa bale pai chaitanya kai. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be merciful to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind. Kaha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raguna Bhata Juga Shujiva Ha Prabhu Lokana. O Sup Damodar, personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, O six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. O Lokanath Goswami, my beloved spiritual master, Narottam Das prays for your mercy. Daya Koro Sri Acharya, Prabhu Srinivas, Ramachandra Sangha Mage, Narottam Das. O Srinivas Acharya, successor to the six Goswamis, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das always desires the company of Ramachandra Chakrabarti. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, My dear Lord, please be merciful upon me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within these 3 months? Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations, because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made the condition, first of all, you surrender. But here in this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although he's Krishna himself, he makes no condition, he simply distributes. Take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation." Narottam Das Thakur says, "Please be merciful upon me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age, and you are very much compassionate upon them. But you should know that I am the most fallen. Nobody is more fallen than me. Patita pava nehetu tava avatara. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first." And so Krishna's point is this: as you surrender, he reciprocates. And so then, you know, there's that condition. And because of that condition, then we see that there is that people come forward or not. So Advaitacharya was noticing people aren't interested in worshiping the Lord. And so therefore, how is he going to reciprocate? So then the point is only the Lord can liberate you. Only the Lord can free you. Only the Lord can bring you out of the clutches of material energy and bring you closer to himself, bhakti. But at the same time, as the Lord has made, Krishna's made this condition that as you surrender, he'll reciprocate. So his point is you make a step for me, I will make towards you. And so you can be confident that, yes, he is going to do all that. But at the same time, if you don't take a step, then he's waiting. Right? So as a super soul, he's been sitting in the heart of the living entity. He's been waiting for all this time. Right? So then this is going to becomes a bit of an impasse. But we see the devotees, they're not restrained by this. The devotee hasn't made a condition that only as you surrender. No, they go out to, you know, whoever they see and contact them and give them bring them closer to Krishna. So therefore you need a combination where someone who will take that first step and at the same time can liberate you and give you love of Godhead. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya just distributes freely. In other words, the Harinam is going, the festival is going. So that opportunity that you can take advantage is fully there. It's being distributed, whether you take it or not, that's another thing, right? But that's the specialness, that he comes out, and he goes, and the whole holy name is given out there. Right? Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, "Haha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. And you always appear very happy. So I have come to you because I am most unhappy. So if you kindly put your lance over me, I may also become happy." Then he prays to Dvaita Prabhu. "Ha Prabhu Sita Pati Advaita Gosari. Dvaita Prabhu's wife's name is Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati." So Narottam Das Thakur prays, "My dear Advaita Prabhu, the husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind upon me. If you become kind upon me, then naturally Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will also be kind. Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw the fallen souls and all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes without understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassion upon the fallen souls. He also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, 'You come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls. Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Narottam Das Thakur praised the great Prabhu. If you be kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will also be kind to me. Another asked, yeah. So we see, as we were saying before, is Advaita Prabhu also being the Purusha avatar, then that's going to be, you know, that you'll get purified by interacting with the Lord, you get, and you'll move forward. But that real strong attraction, since, see, in other ages, people perform their duties. So by performing their duties and then bringing those duties in the context of Krishna consciousness, right, then they would become purified and move towards, you know, developing towards the Lord, then appreciate, you know, his position as Vasudeva, and then be attracted by that loving exchange. But in the Kali Yuga, since no one's interested in regulation and duties, they're just interested in sense gratification. It's about the taste, right? But it's material taste, so it's the opposite of the spiritual. But by giving them the higher taste, by giving up the lower, then they move forward. So therefore, then this is another aspect, is Advaitacharya feeling that he is the Purusha avatar. So then that means he's Sankarsha. Then it's only Vasudeva. He can give them then that taste, that attraction to himself as Bhagavan. So it means he's position he's in. And as Bhagavan, he's performing. But it's Krishna's that original. He's the Lord of taste. He's the Lord of rasa. And so that way, then the living entities of Kali Yuga will be attracted by that sweet taste of chanting Krishna's name and engaging the Sankirtan and the association of devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all these aspects. Yes? And so then, if he's merciful, then naturally then Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya will be merciful, because Nityananda is that Vasudeva and Lord Chaitanya is that Krishna. So they're beyond, you know, when Krishna says and that he's beyond all this, these other features, then they're what's beyond. His Advaitacharya is the features. And then beyond that feature, that's Vasudeva. Beyond and the source of Vasudeva is Krishna. Then he prays to the Goswamis. Ha ha Swarup Sanatana, Rupa Raghunath. Swarup refers to Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also praised Swarup Damodar, then to the six Goswamis, then next to the disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Rup, Sri Sanatana, Sri Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya was almost his contemporary, and Narottam Das Thakur's personal friend was Ramachandra Kaviraj. Therefore, he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always be praying for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of his song, Sagva Narottam Das Thakur. Right, so, When gaining the grace of the Lord by going up through the great personality, so we get the Lord Chaitanya's mercy by the grace. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there. That we get Lord Nityananda's grace by Advaitacharya's grace, and we get the mercy of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. We can get their grace by the six Goswamis, and then coming down to our Acharya, and then we want to therefore serve within the context of those other, you know, contemporary devotees who are greatly absorbed in the service of Krishna, and therefore inspiring. And so they become, you know, by that process, it will be easier to develop in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said that's the essence. Song 40. Sabdar, Shada, Bhagava, Viraha, Janita, Vila. Lamentation due to separation from the Lord and his associates. Jihani lo premantana karuna prachur heno heno prabhu kota gela acharya takur. He who brought the treasure of love, divine love, and who was filled with endless compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srivas Acharya God? Kaha mora swaru rupa, kaha sanatana, kaha dasa raghunatha patita pavana. Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? Kaha mora bhatta juga, kaha kaviraj, eka kale kota gela, gora nataraj. Where am I, Sarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Pashane Kutibo Mata, Anale Pashibo, Goranga Gunera Niti, Kota Gela Pabo. I will smash my head against the rock and enter the fire. Where will I find Lord Goranga, the reservoir of all good qualities? Se Shabo Sangira Sange J Kaila Vivas Se Sanga Napaya Kande Narapas. Being unable to attain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Because it's simply the association of the Vaishnavas, the worship of the Lord. That's the life of the devotee. So if that's available, then everything is perfect. And if that's not, then that's where all the difficulties come up. Psalm 41, Aksheva, regret. Gora pahu na bhajiya goinu. Prema ratana dana helaya hari harainu. I invited my spiritual death by not worshiping Lord Gauranga. Due to my neglect, I have lost the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna, for the two. But one is satisfied in family life, he is doomed because he must already have forgotten his relationship with the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj describes how the activities of family life implicate one more and more. Atma patam graham andakupam. Household life is like a dark well. One falls into this well, his spiritual death is assured. How Priyavrata Maharaj remained a liberated Paramahamsa, even within family life, described in text 23 of this chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.1.1 purport. Probably need to put the purport thing there. So that's the whole, he's not, by just being absorbed in daily life, without seeing it in connection with the Lord, without worshiping Lord Gauranga, then one naturally then, like he says, invites a spiritual death. You know, see, the external affairs go on, but the spiritual life becomes eclipsed. Arane jatana kari dana teya ginu apana karama doshe apana Dubinu. I rejected the real purpose of my life and strove for worthless things. I am drowning in the ocean of birth and death because of my own misdeeds. Satsanga chari kaino asate vilas, te karane lagilo je karma bandha phansh. I gave up the association of devotees to enjoy sense gratification and the association of common nonsense men. And immediately Maya caught me and entangled me in the web of foolish activity. So one goes out. So we'll think, well, I'm independent here. I can go out. I can choose this. I'll never want to come back and do the sadhana and things like that. But what's not necessarily understood is Maya's waiting right there. As soon as you leave the association of devotees and take up the association of non-devotees, then Maya's right there. And then by that association, immediately she catches you. And of course, your association means you value that personal interaction, the dealings, their values, their methods, their everything, and how they do, their mentality, their that's what is meant by association. It means that you have to interact with people at your workplace and other things. That's not association. But here he's pointing out he went out to enjoy association in the association of the non-devotees. So that means he was going out to behave like them in their environment. That's association. So immediately Maya catches it. Vishaya, Vishrama, Visha. Okay. Vishaya, Vishrama, Visha, Satata, Kainu, Gaura, Kirtana, Rase, Maghana, Nakhainu. I have always drunk the most dangerous poison of sense gratification, and thereby I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Kenova, Acharye, Pranaki, Sukha, Paya, Narottama, Dasa, Keno, Nagelo, Maria. Why am I living? What is my happiness? Why did Narottam Das not die long, long ago? Yeah, so when you distract yourself with mundane absorption, then you're not going to be absorbed in the Sankirtan movement. When you absorb yourself in the Sankirtan movement, you'll find you're not interested in the mundane. So the two work. That's why then in the beginning, through sadhana, we regulate our lifestyle so that the regulation of the sense gratification becomes regular, then it's less interesting. And then at all possible opportunities, we engage ourselves in the Sankirtan movement. And that makes then it attractive. And then we become attracted to Krishna. Yeah. So his point is why am I living? What is my happiness? You know, what's actually there? I'm alive, but what am I actually gaining? What is my actual happiness? Because real happiness only comes in context of the Lord. Right? Yeah. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He says, I have invited my spiritual death by not worshiping Lord Chaitanya. Gora Pahu na bhajiya. Gora pahu means Lord Chaitanya, and na bhajiya means without worshiping. Mainu means I have invited spiritual death. Adane jatana kari dhanu kainu. Why have I invited the spiritual death? Because I'm engaged in something which is useless, and I have rejected the real purpose of my life. Adane means valueless things. Dhana means valuables. So actually, every one of us, neglecting our spiritual emancipation, are engaged in material sense gratification and are losing the opportunity of this human life, of this human body, to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform. This human body is especially given to the conditioned soul to take a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation is inviting spiritual death. Right, because you have the opportunity for the spiritual, but you don't take it. So then you're inviting that, you know, you just become spiritually not inclined. Spiritual death means to forget oneself, that I am spirit soul. That is spiritual death. In the animal kingdom, it is full forgetfulness, right? The animals are completely in that way. In that way, you can say, yes, the animals aren't alive, there's no soul, and all that means that the animals aren't using their consciousness for anything other than eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So they're as good as dead. But the point is they're the same souls, and they're going through that to purify themselves. So that when they come back to the human platform, they will be able to take up, again, the spiritual life. So the human life becomes more important because of that aspect, right? So life means spiritual life. Death means just material life. So animals are like that. But that doesn't mean you practically apply it that way. You apply it that I should be engaged in spiritual life. That shouldn't be like the animals. They cannot be reminded in any circumstance that they are not this body. They are different from the body. It is only in this human form of life that one can understand that he is not this body. He is the spirit soul. Animals fully identify with the body. So the humans can identify, but they have the opportunity to not identify and see themselves as the soul. So that's then where the qualities come up. So the good qualities of selflessness means you start to, because self, you're identifying as the body. So giving that up and being engaged in things that are connected with the soul, that's going to be a higher level, right? And so all these other things, you know, other people, other considerations and that, you're trying to get to the point to give up the material and take up the spiritual. But then within the spiritual, you're also giving up just what is your benefit and what's going to be the benefit of Krishna. So it's the same principle, you just keep taking it farther, farther, farther forward. Right? Because that's the problem with your interim goals is you have a position, and then, you know, from there you would have, this is the goal. But then when this comes to here, this is now just the basis, and now the goal is up here. Right? So Krishna, he's that ultimate goal. You know, that there is nothing higher. And at the same time, he's the basis of that. So appreciating him as the basis and the association of the devotees, then we worship him as the supreme goal. So by chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact. And by worshiping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, one can easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. Yes. So the principles given by Lord Chaitanya, those are the ones that are going to work in Kali Yuga. He's the Yuga avatar. So they're meant for this age. And he's Krishna, so he's giving the highest principles. And so that naturally also, again, is going to make everything work so perfect. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this. We are inviting spiritual death, right? Because if you do things that make you forget that you're the soul and make you identify with the body, then that's moving in that direction. We are inviting spiritual death. Then he says, so in other words, if something can remind you that you are the soul, then you're not completely dead yet, right? You know, maybe you may be flatlining, but then, you know, you see a kirtan and then there's a blip, you know, and then it continues, you know. So you're not completely dead. So then by that, then it just becomes more natural. Then he says, prema ratna dhana hevaya harainu. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone wants love. There are so many signboards, so many papers advertising love, but there is no love. This is illusion. It is all lust, love for intoxication, love for sex, etc. But actual love is applicable only to Krishna, with God, because we are created for that purpose. To love means to love Krishna. So that is one thing. That is spiritual love, prema ratna. I could achieve that transcendental position of love, but I am neglecting. Right? So that's what's being offered. So when we say is that we're neglecting these directions of Lord Chaitanya, then that spiritual life, that actually means love for Krishna. That's alive. The other is that it's a situation in which love can take place, but it's not necessarily love itself. Love means it's connected to Bhagavan, and you're appreciating him as a person and your relationship with him. Therefore, I'm inviting my spiritual death, right? Because he's neglecting this opportunity to develop love for Krishna. And these things are happening due to my past misdeeds. Right? due to my past master deeds, I've got a type of body. Everyone has got this material body is due to past master deeds. Actually, so long one gets this material body, there are pious deeds, right? Because actual piety means God consciousness. Then if you're God conscious, then you leave this body, you transfer to the place where you get a spiritual body. But as long as there's an attachment to anything other than that, then that's considered sinful because it's not in line with your duty, right? Piety means following the laws of God. Sin means not following the laws of God. So the jiva's nature is to be servant of God. We follow that, that is piety. We don't follow that, we just become absorbed in the material energy. That's sin. Even if we're willing to follow God's laws for our own purpose, but that won't develop love for God, right? So in other words, you have God's laws. And so anyone who's intelligent follows God's laws. But the devotees, they follow the laws. In other words, the activity following the laws is done to please Krishna. So that's why it's actually pious. Well, in the material world, the materialist, he's following God's laws for the benefit he'll get. So therefore, within the material world, he's called pious. You know, just like within a prison, you have your you know, nice prisoners. You know, they might get some more facility than others because they do things right, they behave nice after that. But they're still prisoners, right? So they're willing to follow God's laws, but for their own purpose. That's why it's considered sinful. But when you're willing to follow God's laws to please God, now that's proper. And then, of course, not following God's laws. that's just, you know, down for yourself. That's just downright sinful. So we have the other thing is that what blocks us is that we're saying the sinful reactions, you know, this body and that. But those are only the indications of a sinful mentality. If we have a mentality to not do things in connection to Krishna, right, we do those activities that therefore give us the body and situation in which we don't think of Krishna. So when we say the problem with our sins is not that they're going to give us trouble, right? The problem with the sins is that they have a tendency to distract you towards a material nature where you don't remember Krishna, right? You're supposed to remember Krishna. So if you are distracted from remembering Krishna into something mundane, that's the difficulty. That's what sin does. We look at it, oh, sin gives this reaction, but and we're looking at a physical reaction, you know, mental, intellectual, like that, whatever's the platform of sin. But actually, the real point of the sin is that it makes you attracted to that particular area, because even if it's neglected, let's say by sin, someone loses his money. But what's going to be the absorption of that person who's lost his money? He's just thinking about money, right? So he's not thinking about Krishna, right? So the devotees, he has money, he uses it for Krishna. He doesn't have money, he's not worried. Krishna will take care. So he's always absorbed in Krishna. So that's the point. Sinful reactions tend to distract you towards those things that why you perform the sinful reaction. Because to perform an action, there has to be willpower. Right? By the willing is there because there's attachment. Attachment is there because you contemplate. So if I think about things, I get attached to them. I get attached and I have the will to do it. I have the will, then I perform the act and I get the results. So in other words, my results are based on my willpower and the action performed. And that's based on because of what I contemplate. Now, if I associate with the pure devotees, I contemplate devotional things. That gives me then the devotional willpower. So therefore, I perform activities that are pleasing to Krishna. Right? So that's the problem with sin. So we're trying to remove sin simply because it gets in the way of devotional service. not from, we're trying to remove sin so that we have, don't have, you know, to get rid of bad reactions, you know, the external ones. We're worried about the ones on its effect on the consciousness. That sin has a reaction on body, mind, or on the external, that we're not worried. What we're worried about is its effect on our consciousness. So we want to clear sins to purify the consciousness. We're not trying to clear sins so that we may have a better material situation. Yeah. Actually, so long one gets this material body, there are impious deeds. Pious deeds means no more material body. That is pious deeds, right? That's actual. Otherwise, it would be taken as the fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe, and who has got a massive years as duration of his life, and has all power still, that is also considered as coming from his deeds, because he has got the material body. So we are going deep down, one after another, by our misdeeds, right? So you're starting at Brahma, and then you just go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But Brahma is there because of a misdeed. But he is so pious, and he's going to be respected as Brahma, as the pious, you know, the person who's pious, the engineer of the universe. All those things are going to be discussing this, respecting this. And, you know, he associates with the Lord, he hears from the Lord, Sampradaya is there. But he's gotten that position because of some misdeed. It means there is some aspect of avidya, shakti, that is there. Yeah. In the Bhagavad, it is stated that they do not know that by the sense gratificatory process, they will have another body. And the body is the cause of material pains. Because I have got this body, therefore I feel headache, I feel stomachache, I feel this and that. But as soon as we are out of this material body, there are no more material pains. It is simply joyful life. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful as soon as one gets spiritual life. So, due to my past deeds, I am misusing this opportunity. So, as soon as we take up spiritual life, we become happy. But we're not taking up spiritual life. Why? Because of the inclination towards sin. Right? So that's why then we regulate the life so that we're not doing anything sinful. So even though we may not be attracted to Krishna, at least we're not doing anything that'll distract us even more. And because we're doing these things in association with Vaishnavas, then in that association, then I start to become attracted to Krishna. Right? And I go beyond just that he's God and he's the greatest, to he's a person. And then that attraction then develops love for Krishna. And why has it happened? Satsanga chadi kainu asatyera vilas. I have given up the association of devotees, but I am associating with common nonsense men. Asat and sat. Sat means spirit, asat means matter. Association of material attachment means implication in this material conditional life. So one has to make association with devotees. Satan prasanga mama virya samvido. One can understand about God only in association of devotees. Therefore, we are advocating this Krishna conscious movement. Satsanga chadi asatyeda vilas. And as soon as we give up the association of the devotees, immediately Maya will catch us. Right? So taking up the association of devotees, you are freed from Maya's control. But giving that up, immediately she'll come and catch you again. Maya is side by side. As soon as we give up this company, Maya says, yes, come in my company. Without any company, no one can remain neutral. That is not possible. You must associate with either Maya or Krishna. You have to go one way or the other, because the jiva being so small, he has to take shelter under the greater energy. So you either take care, shelter of the internal potency by your desire to worship Krishna in devotion, or you take shelter of Maya by wanting to have association and not based on centered on Krishna. And because of that, then you come into the material sphere. Krishna means Krishna with his devotees. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always with Radharani. Radharani is with the gopis, and Krishna is with the cavern boys. We are not impersonalists. We do not see Krishna alone. Krishna consciousness means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Vishaya, Visha, Satana, Kaina. Narottam Das Thakur then says, I have drunk the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These four principles are called Vishaya. Vishama means dangerously, and Visha means poison. One is simply engaged with these four principles of life, like animals, then it's to be supposed that he is simply drinking poison. That's all. Vishaya, Vishama, Shatata, Kainu. I know this is poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison every moment. Gora Kirtana Rase, Magana Napainu. I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement started by Lord Chaitanya. That is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to the materialistic way of life, are always drinking the poison of sense gratification, are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement.
Just it struck me, we see this eating, sleeping, mating, defended. And when we do that irregulatedly, that's where the four regulative principles are broken.
Yes.
Yeah, the
and it comes into the appropriate. So regulation is always progressive, and deregulation is not progressive. You know, so you have to see is that, you know, and that regulation, that's according to recommendation by scripture. Right? So then following that, then one moves forward.
Also, each one corresponds to one, like eating, then non-vegetarianism, and then sleeping is intoxication, mating is, you know, illicit sex, and defending is the gambling. They have their corresponding things.
Yes, where they go. Yeah, this is like all these things have, and they also have the qualities that they develop. The four qualities of karma. And so, you know, it's like the, you know, the chakra vyuha, so many things connect, or the vastu traya, that so many things connect there. So it's just, that's why you can always use material, that means these four things, because this is what one does. In other words, the non-moving living entities, like trees and stones and, you know, like this, they only perceive the movement of the six transformations, right? The appearance, growth, maintenance, reproduction, dwindling, and disappearance. That's all they can perceive, right? And so then, you know, because their consciousness is highly restricted, right? And so that's all the more that they understand. Then you go into the animal kingdom, means the moving living entities, like that. Then they can appreciate eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Right? The other ones are naturally there, and then that's the next stage. They can understand that. That's why they're there, considered. That's the better position. But they can't see beyond that. So they see everything, whatever you're doing in that context. You're like, you're buying a house. You know, you're thinking, how am I going to eat, sleep, mate, and defend in this house? That's the considerations, right? You know, where's the kitchen? Where's the bedrooms? Like that, you know, is it secure? You know, does that make sense? So these kind of things is what you're going to look at. You know, is it have a nice pantry, place for refrigerator, you know, nice cooking arrangement? So all these things. Oh, you know, I'm going to have family over, so extended sense gratifications. How is eating, sleeping, mating, defending going to go for them? So therefore, I want this, we want guest rooms, we want this, we want a backyard, kids, right? It's all consideration of that, right? Now, human life, that's unique because now you can go beyond that. You can start to see I'm not the body, I'm the soul, so therefore I'm eternal servant of Krishna. I'm by nature servant, so I have to serve in everything, but I'm not satisfied. So, but I'm thinking I'm the body and I'm serving other bodies. But when I understand I'm the soul and I serve the supreme soul, then I won't have these problems. Right? And then by practical application, one can see that. So that's the uniqueness of the human life. So when you always refer to eating, sleeping, mating, defending, you don't have to use another example because it perfectly covers whatever is going on. Right? Does that make sense? You know, it's like you say, well, if you don't work, then how are you going to pay the bills? What are the bills? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So that's the consideration. Does that make sense? So it covers everybody. It covers all spheres. So that makes sense. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. These four principles are called vishaya. Vishama means dangerously, and visha means poison. When simply engaged with these four principles of life, just like animals, then it is to be supposed that he is simply drinking poison. That's all. Vishaya, vishama, sata, koinu. I know this is poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison every moment, right? Because the point is, if somebody's intoxicated, they just keep drinking and make themselves more and more intoxicated to the point where they don't even know what's going on, but they still keep going. That's just the nature of it. That's why I mentioned in Arthashastra that someone who runs a tavern, when someone actually becomes drunk, you cannot serve him any more drinks. Right? Up to the point where he's at. But once he gets to the point where he's drunk, the difference between that being drunk and being more drunk is no difference. You know, the one who can't walk and he really can't walk. You know, the one is he'll walk 10 meters and fall in a ditch. And the other one, he'll walk, you know, 2 meters and fall in a ditch. So the point is you can't serve him anymore. It's cheating. It means you're making money, but he's getting no benefit. The whole idea is you're serving things, they're getting benefit. But once they get to that, you're not getting, so he can't, you know. I mean, now it's like when they get that drunk, they take away the car keys. Right? But in the Vedic, you just don't give them any more drink. Like that. So the whole thing is it's all this. We just go on drinking it every moment. That's just the thing. So that's why there must be regulation. Because regulation will bring it in line. You can still think and everything like that. Gora Kirtana Rase Magana Napainu. I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement started by Lord Chaitanya. That is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to the materialistic way of life are always drinking the poison of sense gratification, are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. Right? So if they're so absorbed in sense gratification, they won't like devotional service. And if you're absorbed in devotional service, you won't like the mundane things. Right? But if you're in that position, we see as in the song by Narottam Das, the previous song, that he made, you probably pointed out that you had these great kings, emperors of the world, that they were paramahamsas and they performed their household duties and their kingly duties perfectly, but they did it progressively to go back to Godhead. So that's the position, is that you can be absorbed. So that's the thing, in Krishna consciousness, you can get both, but in material consciousness, you get neither. That's the foolishness. You think, oh no, but if I'm material inclined, I'll get all the material benefits and I'll enjoy. But no one's happy. But in the spiritual, you're doing everything for Krishna. You have all the facilities. And if you look at it by aparoksha, you can see I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Right? But we're used to paroksha. People are telling you, wow, this is fabulous. You must be so great. You're so fortunate. That's their happiness, that someone else is telling them that they're happy. You know, it's like that cliche, you know, the two guys go to the party, you know, and one guy asks the other one, you know, things are happening. Are we happy yet? You know, is the party happening? Or, you know, is this what it's going to, you know, are we happy? And you said, yeah, we're happy. You're going, oh, great, yeah, let's do the interview. We're not happy? Okay, what should we do? It's a funny thing. He says, people tell you that you're fortunate. Oh, I'm fortunate. Oh, you're so unfortunate. Oh, I'm so unfortunate. You know, this is your right. Yeah, it's my right. You know, oh, you're the victim. Oh, yeah, I'm the victim. You know, so then the whole thing goes by that. You know, or yeah, you can do it. You can be in control. Take control of your life. It's your life. You do what you want. You know, you make it happen. Yeah, I can do it. I can do it. You know, as soon as he walks out the door, then, you know, same thing. Steps onto the curb, the car walks by, gets splashed by the puddle. You know, yeah. So that's the whole thing, is that in the spiritual, you get, because you're focused on the one, the other one just comes because it comes along with it. You know, the meal comes on a plate. So you think, no, I'll separately endeavor for the plate, and that way I'll get the meal. No, you get the meal, you get it with a plate. You just go for the plate, you might not get the plate, and even if you get the plate, you don't get a meal. Right? Isn't it? You can go to the store and buy plates and you have no meal. Isn't it? You go to one of those nice, you know, whatever it is. You're going to one of the stainless steel places, you're going to the paper plate walla, or you're going to that Japanese, you know, how do you call it? China stuff. That's the fun. So you can buy plates, right? But they don't have anything on it. And you can spend more money. There's still nothing on it. Right? Oh, he has a paper plate. Well, I have a stainless steel plate. Well, I have one of these nice, fancy, you know, other plates. You know, I have a silver plate or I have a gold plate, but there's still nothing on it. Right? But you go to a restaurant and order food, it comes on a plate. Right? Fancy restaurant comes on a plate. You know, a simple restaurant, roadside cafe, it comes on a plate. Right? You know, you go to buy samosas, they don't hand you the samosas in your hand. It comes on something. So that's the whole point. Krishna consciousness means the material comes along with it. But it's about the plate is only there because it holds the food. It's about the food. You don't go, wow, this is such a great plate and all that. It's like, the only problem is there's stuff on top. I can't appreciate the plate. So I said, remove the stuff. But you know what to do? What do I pop? So I'll eat it. Okay, yeah. Now, yeah. Ooh, what a fabulous plate. No, it's about the food. So Krishna consciousness means it automatically has to do with the other. So that's the point. Yeah. Narottam, the devotee has both. The materialist has neither. Narottam Das Thakur is not actually lamenting. He is representing us. If one comes to that point of lamentation, that is also very nice. He immediately becomes purified. Lamentation means purification. That is also very nice. It means lamentation in connection with the Lord, not lamentation that I'm such an idiot. And, you know, all my material opportunities are passing me by, and I'm so stupid. And no, not like that. So he says, Kena va achaya prana kichu bali. Why am I living? I do not make association with devotees. I do not take part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Chaitanya. Then what am I living for? That is, what is my happiness? What is the standard of my happiness? Narottama Dasa Kena Nagela. Why did I not die long, long, long ago? I should have died. What is the meaning of my living? So it is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. Every one of us should think like that. We cannot make association with devotees if we do not understand what Krishna consciousness is. We do not come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates. It would be better for us to die. And there is no other remedy. This is the substance of this song. Right? So we may be within the body. So technically we call that life. But if you're not doing anything with it of value, what's the point? You know, so, you know, it's just like someone's living, but they're in a coma. They're not doing anything about it. So the whole point is here is that, therefore, life means associating with devotees, taking part in the Sankirtan movement, trying to understand Krishna, trying to understand Lord Chaitanya. You know, and then, you know, what are the standards? You know, how do I properly behave? How do I live? You know, what is, you know, understanding the purpose? That then becomes very nice. Right? So here we see is that Prabhupada also makes the point that Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting, but he's taking our role. He's showing us what to do. But it's not that they, as devotees, don't feel like that, but they're not actually in that position. We're in that position, so we're the ones that will benefit by the songs. And they, by absorbing themselves, they also think like that, and they absorb themselves in Krishna. Us hearing the psalms, then we start to think, well, maybe there's something more than material life. But Narottam Das Thakur, absorbing himself in this, is thinking about absorbing himself in Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas and the Sankirtan group. So that's the point. So these songs can take one from the very beginning all the way to the topmost platform. That's the perfection of devotional service. It's the process and it's the goal. So once getting there, one continues the same process. Right? Because goals are attained by processes. Right? And you always want to be absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, the process is always going on. The identification is always going on, serving the Krishna. So like that, then it all goes on very nicely. Yes? Questions? Comments? No? Go back to the previous point that was made about the frying pan and putting things in the frying pan, bringing about that golden color there, understanding that it's not us doing that, but it's the material energy is transforming, it's the material cause, but that material cause is by Krishna's potency because it's unconscious, so it's Krishna who's making it happen. So because Krishna arranged it, so therefore then it should be offered to Krishna. And that way then you protect your morning breakfast. Something like that? No? Okay. Yeah? So that. Next song. Song 42. Hari Hari Ki Mora Karama Anurata. Hari Hari Ki Mora Karama Anurata. Vishaye Kutila Mati Satsange Nahaila Rati Kishe Ara Kari Bara Pata. O Lord Hari, such a strong attachment I have developed for fruitive activities. Due to material enjoyment, I have become triple-minded and have no attraction for associating with devotees. How will I be delivered? Right, so such a strong attachment, because we absorb ourselves always in the material, then we develop this strong attachment. Right? Because attachment comes from thinking, right? From thinking, you get feeling. And then from feeling, then you get the willpower that now that's what I do, right? And so do that, then because of now, that desire for material enjoyment, I become crippled-minded. So crippled-minded means I'm just absorbed in my own benefits. I'm not really worried about others unless they're within my extended sense gratification. And also crippled-minded means I have no attraction for associated devotees, taking up devotional service, these kind of activities. So then his question is, how will I be delivered? Right? Like that. How will I change from being absorbed in material and dealing in that way, and therefore having no attraction, to being attracted to the Sankirtan vision and the association of devotees? And so the answer to that question, then we will hear rest of the song. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki.